You don't normally associate State Gas Line Corporation and drama, but this weekend, the state-owned Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation was the source of all kinds of drama. The corporation, known as AGDC, is responsible for the state's share of the massive Alaska LNG project to bring natural gas from the North Slope. And in the space of 24 hours, starting on Friday, Governor Bill Walker removed two board members, including the chairman, and the president resigned. With these changes, Walker has consolidated control over an agency and a gas line project originally created by his predecessor, Sean Parnell. APRN's Rachel Waldholtz explains why that matters and what's next.
The sun wasn't even up on Saturday morning, and already the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation was making news. When board members gathered for their early morning meeting, there were two new nameplates at the table. And then, within minutes of calling the meeting to order, board member Hugh Short said he had an addition for the agenda, discussing the resignation of AGDC president Dan Fauske. Fauske had led the organization since its founding in 2010 as a unit within the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, which he oversaw for the better part of two decades. His resignation letter didn't give a reason for his departure, but it was clear to everyone in the room why he left. Here's Governor Bill Walker speaking at a press conference later Saturday afternoon.
I let them know that I think we need to have a person there with different qualifications. There's no question about that. Did I give a directive that they must do that? No, I don't give directives, but they certainly knew my belief.
Walker couldn't fire Fauske directly, but he made it clear he wanted new leadership, someone with more natural gas experience and someone who fully supports his approach.
What we need to do is need to bring some alignment to this project internally. You know, we have some agencies sort of sometimes at cross purposes, and we need to make sure that that's not the case.
Walker was a fierce critic of AGDC and the gas line project during his campaign last fall, arguing it wasn't transparent enough and handed too much power to the state's partners, ExxonMobil, BP, and ConocoPhillips. In January, just after taking office, he removed three board members. With the recent changes, he has now replaced six of seven board members in the past year. There are several other state agencies involved in the gas line project, the Departments of Natural Resources, Revenue, Law. Each of their heads are appointed by the governor. With Fauske's resignation, almost no one in the gas line leadership is from the previous administration.
Well, I think it creates instability in the project, and this administration has continued to insert instability into the project.
State Senator Anna McKinnon, a Republican from Eagle River, says it's the governor's prerogative to change board members, but this kind of reshuffling worries her. The governor also recently said he's looking for a different role for the state's lead negotiator, Rigdon Boykin.
I have no idea who's leading this project. Absolutely not.
Think how what your reaction would be if this went on with the Permanent Fund Corporation.
That's oil and gas consultant Brad Keithley. He points out that all of this comes as the state is in the middle of negotiating key agreements with its oil company partners.
Firing the president and going out and having a search for a new president at a time when we should be keeping on track to get those contracts done. I think the governor has the right to appoint the people he has trust in, but it's the timing and the process that's troublesome to me.
The board meeting on Saturday was originally called for two very different reasons. Board members were scheduled to take a final vote to buy out TransCanada. That passed unanimously. But a second vote was postponed. That was to authorize work on the Alaska LNG project for another year. All four partners must vote yes by December 4th for the project to move forward. Until the recent shakeup, the state's vote was a foregone conclusion. But speaking with reporters on Saturday, Walker said the state isn't yet ready to cast that yes vote. First, he says he wants assurances from the state's partners that if any company pulls out, it won't withhold the gas it controls from the project.
By approving the work plan and budget today, there's no incentive for us to receive that those assurances, whatnot.
We do have leverage, Walker said. Leverage is not a bad thing. The board is scheduled to vote on whether to continue the project December 3rd. From the Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.